Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Starring William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Dodge.
We don't need any guide, Chief. I know the trail.
I got a letter from men in Dodge. You read. Letter tell you how good guide is to Bill.
Let's see your letter.
Old time guide. Many years in Army. Big scout.
Why ain't you still with the Army then?
Too old now. I can guide cattle on trail to Dodge very cheap.
Why, you old liar.
Tobiel never lie.
No? Listen to this, Larson. To whom it may concern, the name of this noble red man is Tobiel. He's a liar, a beggar, and a thief. What he wouldn't steal, a hound pup couldn't pull out of a tan yard. Give him some cold grub or a 3-cent drink if you have any about you, and then run him out of camp. Signed, R. Durbin, J.C. White.
They sure wrote him a good letter.
Oh, no, 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 letter can't say that. They be my friends. They write letter, have me get jobs.
What'd you try to steal off them?
Tobiel never steal.
Oh, well, I'll take the word of a white man any day. Larson, have the boys run them off.
No, hey, they let her lie. They fooled me. Tobiel, man with much honor among white men in Army.
This ain't the Army. Run them off, I said.
Come on, Chief.
No, I leave alone.
You leave, all right. Get going.
Yeah, but those men die for this.
Anybody dies, it'll be you.
All right, here he is, boys. Let's send him down the trail. No.
No.
Well, it's going to be a nice evening, ain't it?
For you, maybe.
Anything wrong, Kitty?
Just that trail herd across the river. Guys will soon be full of drunken cowboys, all looking for trouble.
Oh, we'll handle them, Miss Kitty. Don't you worry. Or at least Mr. Dillon will.
Well, shooting them's easy. I gotta talk to him.
Yeah, you can always quit, Kitty.
Sure. Do what? Teach Sunday school?
You might.
You talk like a Texan yourself, Matt. You know what one of them told me once?
What?
He said I reminded him of his mother. He did. He really said it.
Well, that sounds nice, Miss Kitty.
I thought so too, Chester. They got real drunk and told me his mother was the first woman to be hung south of San Antonio.
She was? Who hung her?
Probably he did.
Oh, now, Miss Kitty, no man wouldn't hang his own mama like that.
Hey, Marshal!
Yeah.
We come to warn you.
Oh, warn me about what, mister?
My name ain't mister, it's Weiser. My partner's name here is...
I'll tell him my own name. It's Durbin.
Oh, shut up. Marshal, that Indian's gonna get himself hurt.
What are you talking about?
That Indian. Across the street there.
Oh? Now, that's Tabil.
Keeps following us around. Says he's gonna kill us.
Tabil? That doesn't sound like him.
Well, it's true. You just ask him. He's been haunting us for 4 days. Just stands around staring at us and saying we're going to die. I'd have shot him long ago, but I hear that's against the law around here.
Where are you men from?
Wyoming territory.
Where did you know Tabil?
We only been in Dodge a couple of weeks. We seen him around here.
What's the trouble between you?
Oh, we played a little joke on him, that's all. Made him mad, I guess. We told him he could get a job guiding trail herds into Dodge and give him a letter. He thought the letter said how good he was, but it really said he was a thief and to run him out of camp.
Oh, I see. And he tried to use your letter, is that it?
I guess so. He went away a couple of days, and since he got back, he keeps saying he's going to kill us. It's getting on my nerves, Marshal. I'll shoot him, sure.
You shoot anybody, and you'll hang for it, Weiser. Now, you wait here. I'll go talk to him. Hello, Tabil.
Marshal?
Tabil, those two men over there say that you threatened to kill them. Is that true?
They die.
They told me the story, Tabil. I'm sorry it happened, but you can't kill men for that.
Tabil old, but still proud.
You know what'll happen to you if you do kill him, don't you? You'll go to jail and probably hang for it.
No. Tabil never in jail. Man with much honor.
Look, Tabil, I got no use for Weiser and Durbin myself. Neither one of them's much good, but the law's the law.
Tabil no kill. Tabil's medicine kill. Make very strong medicine against them.
You work all the medicine you want, but don't you do any killing yourself. Now, you stay away from them, Tabil. You're making them jumpy. There might be trouble if you don't.
Tabil not afraid.
They carry guns, Tabil, and all you've got's a knife. You remember that?
I remember.
All right.
Tell him, Marshal?
You men don't understand him. He's not threatening to kill you himself. He's making Indian medicine against you, that's all.
Well, then why does he keep saying we're going to die? Why is he always following us around?
Well, he thinks his medicine will kill you, and I guess he wants to be there when it does. There's no harm in it. And I'm warning you again, both of you, you leave him alone. You do anything at all to that old man, and I'll throw you in jail.
Look, Marshal, that letter started all this. That was Weiser's idea, not mine.
It sure was. Any idea we've ever had's been mine. I never did need you, Durbin.
Is that so? Well, who did your dirty work up in Cheyenne?
You did, you fool.
I sure did, and you still owe me.
Oh, shut up.
Marshal, you ain't gonna do nothing about that Indian?
I know Tabil pretty well. And I'll personally guarantee his word. And nobody's going to do anything about him, including you. Chester.
Mr. Dillon, he just carried that fellow Reiser up the dock.
Huh? Oh, what happened to him, Chester?
I don't know.
Well, let's go see. Did you see Reiser, Chester?
No, sir, I never. I just seen a couple of men coming downstairs, and they said I better get you. That's all they said.
What happened to Weiser, Doc?
Well, for one thing, he's been stabbed, Matt.
Bad?
Bad enough to kill him. The men who carried him up here said they found him lying in an alley this morning. He's been dead 3 or 4 hours, I'd say. And there's something else, Matt. Take a look here.
Somebody hit him on top of the head.
No. They didn't hit him.
He's been scalped, Chester. Indian style.
Oh, my goodness.
Chester, go find Durbin. I want him with us when we ride out to arrest the deal.
Marshal, I told you that engine was going to kill somebody.
Did you see it happen, Durbin?
No. No, I'd gone to bed. That dirty redskin probably got him on his way home.
It hasn't been proved that he did it.
Well, of course he did it. Who else would scalp him?
I don't know.
Now, look at that, Marshal. Just look right there. Hanging right on that check of his like he was bragging about it.
Oh, Mr. Dillon, that's a scalp.
Drying it in the sun, that's what he's doing, that murdering devil.
You two stay here. Go see if he's inside.
Yes, sir.
Tabeel, come on outside.
Got you now, Tabeel. Let's string him up, Marshal, right here.
Shut up, Durbin. Tabeel, did you kill Weiser last night?
Weiser? Killed?
Stabbed with a knife and scalped.
He died. Durbin there, he died too.
Yeah, you see, Marshal, he even...
I told you to stay out of this, Durbin. Now, you tell me straight, Tabeel. Did you kill him?
Tabeel, no kill. Tobiel's medicine kill.
And what's Weiser's scalp doing here?
Scalp?
Right there.
Yeah? Weiser's scalp, all right.
Where's your knife, Tobiel?
Here, my knife.
Look out, Marshal. He'll try to use it.
Give it to me, Tobiel.
Yeah. You think I kill Weiser with knife?
Did you?
Medicine kill Weiser. Tobiel no kill.
Tobiel, I'm going to have to arrest you. You're going to have to go to jail.
Jail? No. Tobiel man with too much honor for jail.
I'm sorry, Tobiel. But you will get a trial.
Let's hang him now, Marshal. He don't need no trial.
I'm the law here, Durbin, and don't you start anything like that.
Big disgrace. Tobiel in jail.
I know, Tobiel. But it can't be helped. Chester?
Yes, sir.
Get that scalp. We're going to need it for evidence.
ready to go to supper, Matt?
I'll be right with you, Doc. Chester, you better stay here and watch the bill, huh?
I'm gone.
You can go eat when I get back. I'll see you later.
Yes, sir.
I hear Trubile's pretty unhappy about being locked up, Matt.
Yeah, I had a long talk with him, Doc. I'm afraid he's going to be locked up for a long time.
Why is that?
Well, no judge will hang him on circumstantial evidence, but he'll probably go to prison. He hasn't any kind of an alibi, Doc. None at all.
Now, if I know Kabir, he'd rather hang than be in prison.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
Doc? What's that?
Came from the jail. What happened, Chester?
Somebody shot the beer from outside in the alley.
Is he dead?
Oh, he sure looks dead.
Let me take a look at him.
Chester, go out the front and come up the alley. Yell if you see anybody. I'll cover the back. Go on. Yeah, what is it?
I seen Durbin. He ran out of the next alley and went into the Long Branch there.
Durbin. All right, let's go get him.
Must have been him that done it.
Yeah, it sure looks like it.
I seen Chester standing there when I come out of the alley. Should have shot him.
Never mind the talk. Just drop your gun.
No.
You know, shooting to Beale was a bad enough mistake, Durbin.
You're finding out I did it was. I figured to Beale must have seen me kill Weiser. At the trial, he'd have started talking.
No, he was home alone making medicine against you. He had no alibi at all, Durbin.
Killed him for nothing.
If you hadn't killed him, you'd have probably been convicted. And you'd have gone free.
You can't prove I killed Weiser.
No?
Well, I ain't gonna hang for shooting no engine, not me.
Don't try it, Durbin.
Why not?
You hit him both times, Mr. Dillon. Want me to take care of him?
No, somebody else can do it. Let you and me go get to Beale a real fine burying, Chester. I figure we kind of owe it to him.
Moody, Barney Phillips, and Harry Bartell. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNair is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Chester, Howard McNair is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.